Sudan's president opened a conference on the Darfur conflict yesterday with a call for a national vision for peace in the desert region, though his rebel foes were absent from the gathering. Up to 300,000 people have been killed and more than 2.5 million have been chased from their homes since fighting began in Darfur in 2003 with an anti-government rebellion. Rebel groups in the western Sudanese region dismissed President Omar al-Bashir's three-day forum as an attempt by him to avoid prosecution in the International Criminal Court, where judges are considering a request to seek his arrest. Spokesman for the Save Darfur Coalition, Alan Brooks LaShore, says that the Sudanese government is not really committed to peace.
There have been some countries who have seemed to imply that if the Sudanese made some type of good faith efforts on the ground, that they would join in an effort to forestall the actual process of issuing an arrest warrant, which the Security Council can do. From our perspective, we believe that there have to be significant changes on the ground to even justify something like that. And we don't even think it should be part of anyone's conversation now, because the reality is the Sudanese have had the ability all along. Anything they do today, they've had the ability to do for the past 5 years. And they've shown the international community, the Security Council and other actors who have worked with them, absolutely no inclination that they are truly committed to a lasting peace. I mean, at the same time, you know, Sudan was decrying the charges from the International Criminal Court Chief Prosecutor, and were saying that they were about peace, they were attacking villages. And it's just hard to reconcile these two things as they're occurring simultaneously. It appears that this is just a fig leaf, and we think that we've seen lots of fig leaves from the Sudanese, but at the end of the day, you know, the emperor has no clothes, they're not committed to peace, they're not committed to protecting their own civilians, and just the opposite. So we believe that justice and accountability need to move forward.